chaotic scenes at Kabul airport today, with Afghans desperate to escape the Taliban crowding onto the runway, some clinging to the underside of aircraft that were taking off. The fall of the US-backed Afghan regime has been swift. The consequences may take longer to play out. After President Ashraf Ghani fled the country at the weekend, Taliban fighters swept into Kabul, taking control of the capital, from which they'd been ejected 2 decades ago by a US-led coalition. Journalist Bilal Sawari is in Kabul. Shortly before we came on air, he told me about the situation in the city today.
Life is picking up slowly but surely. The streets of Kabul are still empty and not as crowded as it used to be. You know, we don't have traffic jams. The Taliban have been going home to home, collecting weapons and armored vehicles and other vehicles belonging to former members of parliament and to former government officials. The Taliban are issuing a letter confirming that they have taken these weapons and vehicles and other material which they say belongs to the public. At the same time, the Taliban have been able to reactivate radio communications between the police headquarters of Kabul city as well as the different police stations. So their main focus is on preventing looting and violence and chaos. The Taliban have been patrolling the streets, but not in a very organized manner. So sometimes on motorbikes, sometimes on these armored Humvees, sometimes inside, private cars. The Taliban's public position continues to be that, they have complaint commissions with WhatsApp numbers that if anyone sees any violation, that if anyone is threatened, they should get in touch there. On the other side of the Kabul city, inside the Hamid Karzai International Airport, there are chaotic scenes. The place resembles a deadly front line where American forces have been shooting at, Afghans who are trying to get on plane. This is now hundreds of Afghans, including women and children. On the other side of the airport are the Taliban and the perimeters, and these people do fear the Taliban. They're fearful of their life. So it is an incredibly tragic and heartbreaking situation over there.
Indeed, and we've seen something of those scenes at the airport, and Bilal. But tell us, who are those Afghans? Who are those Afghan families who are trying to get out, who are so desperate to leave the country?
They are Afghans who work with the Americans, with other Western nations. They are also government officials. They are also private citizens. These are also ordinary Afghans who felt that they have fears here. So everyone wanted to leave. The commercial planes were not in great numbers. Not many of them have passports and the right paper. And most of them are people, who have the documents that would qualify them to leave for resettlement into these countries.
And if they can't get out, what awaits them? What is their fate?
Well, we'll have to see what happens, how this evacuation process takes place, because the Americans, the French, the Germans, and many of these other nations are trying to get their own citizens and Afghans who are eligible for such resettlement. But they are now only in control of the airport. The fact to go from here to the airport is a big challenge for these people, because the road to the airport is manned by the Taliban.
And is it clear at this stage how long the Americans will remain in control of the airport? Will they be allowed to retain that control by the Taliban? How is that likely to play out?
It's not really clear to me. We'll have to see. But for the moment, it's an incredibly painful, tragic situation, a situation over which the Americans really don't have any control. So we'll have to see how long will it take for them to evacuate thousands of Afghans and to see that if they can do that.
The airport, though, is still very heavily militarized by the Americans. They have very substantial numbers of troops there. Is that right?
Yes, there is a big presence of American air power as well as American troops and other countries, European countries, are also using the airport now as a relocated, version of their own embassies, because they were forced to flee Kabul's green zone.
The Taliban, as you've indicated, Bilal, are attempting to portray a more tolerant image than might have been associated with them in the past. Have they changed?
Well, this is the challenge for the Taliban, you know. How do they transition from fighting into governance? How do they conduct themselves with the Afghan people? How do they, treat the media freedom, for example? How do they deal with the new Afghanistan, you know, the social transformation, the younger generation? And then how do they conduct themselves as a government with the region and then with the wider world?
And all of those are questions that at this stage, it's just not possible to answer?
I think it's too early to say that. So we are waiting for more clarity. But it is safe to say that chaos and pain and fear is extremely prevalent for the time being.
I suppose what's taken so many people by surprise, perhaps not those of you there in Afghanistan, is the speed with which the previous regime has collapsed and the rapidity with which the Taliban has been able to move now to seize power and take control right across Afghanistan.
Absolutely. It was just a matter of 10 days or so that Taliban were able to secure the surrenders of massive, Afghan national security bases, provinces, and then basically walked into Kabul. So that speed and ferocity has really surprised, everyone, including the Biden administration.
What was the tipping point, do you think? Was it the departure of President Ghani?
Well, he is being blamed for that, sudden and abrupt and secret fleeing plan that he had along with some of his officials. But it's also true that, the Taliban were closing in places, war crumbling in and around, Kabul. I think the fact that the Americans announced that they were withdrawing militarily in the absence of a ceasefire or in the absence of a peace process also contributed to that.
And that was journalist Bilal Sawari speaking to us from Kabul a little while ago.